This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Welcome back to another episode of The Bar. I'm Nisha.
And I'm Tempe.
And we are so excited to be back here with you guys again. Thank you for all of our, what do you call, them listeners or streamers? What do you call podcast listeners?
Ooh, I feel like it's listeners.
Yeah, thank you to all of our listeners. We've gotten so much support from our first 4 episodes, and we feel like we're just like, you know, rocking and rolling, and we're having fun with it, and glad you guys are too.
Mm-hmm.
So today's topic is the bar for female friendship, but before we get into that, you know, we got to start with our media moment. I'm gonna pass it on to my girl Tempe.
And you may hear more of me during this time because, unfortunately, Nisha does not watch what this week's media moment is. And that is our recap of Come On Now. Come On Now. Which is the Bachelor finale.
But can I just say, I don't know anything, but I saw that clip and it was jarring. And I said, we need to talk about this because I don't even know what's going on. But I heard that woman's speak normally and then say, come on now. And it was a little more country to me, but I said, Tempe, I need you to fill me in on what's going on.
So it was as jarring for me as you, because she spoke not like that throughout the entire season. I think that to give you some context, I think most of Bachelor Nation, which includes me and every other person that watched, thought that she was going to be the one that was picked. And so I think she had a very honest reaction, which I can relate to her. I can switch accents when things are getting really crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't need to do that.
I guess I can emphasize an accent. I can switch from how I'm talking right now to starting to talk like my mother, who speaks, you know, a little bit more of a twang.
Yeah, is that that's the DC accent?
Yes.
Yeah. When I jump, I know when she does it, I hear when she jumps out on her because that's how she talks. But yeah.
So, baby girl was very taken aback that she was not being chosen, and that was why she said, "Come on now." Because she was shocked and she did not give a damn about what Grant was saying, because of her shock, she felt like, I can't believe anything that you're saying right now, because he was trying to like let her down as easy as you can in these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And baby girl was, come on now. Like essentially saying, shut the fuck up,
girl.
And
that was wild.
The more I reflected and discussed with fellow Bachelor Nation members, I will continue to say that I think that her reaction was valid. I think that she was very confused because he had repeatedly showed and stated things that made her feel like she was his number one pick. The producers were even cut in the episodes to make it seem that way too.
Wow.
However, just because I think her reaction is valid does not mean that I think that Grant should have picked her now. Because initially I was like, well, why didn't he pick her? Like she had everything he allegedly wanted, which was someone that was ready to be a wife, someone that was ready to have kids. But there were always there these key things that stood out to me throughout the season. But I thought they stand out to me, but maybe they don't stand out to you, Grant. But clearly they stood out to him, and he just did not communicate it.
Right,
I think.
as men don't, and their lack of communication, that's the thing.
And that's why I think she's mad, because they did not have deep conversations about his concerns. One concern I think that he will never touch on and never touched on directly was she's Mormon. And
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's pretty significant in like a, it's already hard to date someone who's like just a different. I don't even know if I call Mormonism, is that, I don't, is it Christianity? I don't even know. Yeah, like that's
No. They
the Book of Mormon.
there is some man. Listen, I'm not even gonna go down that road. But it's not Christianity.
Right. So yeah, that would be a concern for me too. I feel like if I was dating somebody, I'm like, let's talk about this further.
And he did not find out until very late into the season.
Really? That's interesting. Okay.
And so it's funny because so many people are saying, like, he should not have misled her and all these things. But I think that they're forgetting that he was one shocked to hear she was Mormon, and he allegedly didn't really know what Mormonism was, which to me is a lie.
Girl, now if we didn't watch reality TV, I don't think I would know either.
I knew what Mormonism is because we had Mitt Romney run for president.
Girl, I don't know. That literally just popped. Okay, my memory's bad, but didn't know he was Mormon as of 2025. Literally forgot that person's name altogether. I'm gonna give him a little grace. I think I know about Mormonism because of reality TV. What I do know of it. Come on now.
Come on now. Well, I think he did know what Mormonism was. He was shocked that she didn't share it. And if he doesn't know the details of it, one thing he do know is they don't like black people. They actually have things that say black people's is subhuman. And so,
Yeah.
and she's not black, though, of course, she's a person of color because she's Samoan.
You had to explain that to me as well because I thought she was black.
She does look bi she looks black or biracial, but she's Samoan. And so I think that he was very taken aback because he's looking at this person that's not typically Mormon looking. And he's like, "You Mormon?" So I think that he was very well aware of what it stood for and what it was, whether it has to do with the deep-rooted bigotry or the deep-rooted high level of control over people's
Girl.
lives.
And this is why communication is so important because, like you said, even just again, I don't know the conversation they had, but even those few things you just mentioned, those are things that you would need to have deep discussions about if we're talking marriage, like expectations around your religion within our marriage, like point blank, period.
And that was something I feel like most viewers were confused when it came up. And then as the time went on, they did not have conversations about how they would raise their children, where children was a topic that they talked about. Allegedly.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
He knew after what they call hometowns, which is when he goes to four different women's homes, meets their family. He allegedly knew after then that he was not picking her. Now, I don't know how much I believe that. However, I think that's when doubt started to hit him. I think that he was like, this is not the life that I thought I was signing up for. I thought that I was going to be in a shared relationship versus like I have to do exactly what you expect, which is my biggest point in my reflection upon thinking through his choice to choose the other lady, which is Juliana. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of Juliana's family because they Boston whites, and that tells me.
That's racist too.
And I was like, But allegedly, well, from what we could see as viewers, they loved him. They welcomed him and loved him. So I feel like the biggest issue that was strung along in very fairy-like ways, that was very light in the way that she would say it. But ultimately, my mom gave me this nugget. Everything in their conversations revolved around them conforming to her timelines and her desires. There was never a conversation that showed compromise and or them partnering in the future for what was best for both of them. It was very much like, this is my lifestyle. This is what I expect. You say you want marriage, you say you want kids, so you should be fine with that, right? And that is not realistic. Like, just because someone wants marriage and kids doesn't mean they want it on your timeline, doesn't mean that they want it in the ways you want it. And a running theme as well that kind of gave me pause, but I said, maybe I'm overthinking it. But the more and more time went on, and then in this reflection, I realized she was saying things that show that she was going to treat being his wife as if being his caretaker. And his, like, the mother of his kids, like, caretaker in the sense of, like, I'm gonna, like, mother you. Like, she was, like, talking about him, like, she felt bad about his, like, experiences that he would share that many people, you know, have shared in their life, like, traumas. And it was always framed in this way of, like, oh, I just wanna give him the family he needs and deserves, as if she was gonna, like, give him this new life that she's so lucky to have experienced.
That's an odd thing to say.
I think that that's the Mormon in her.
Oh yeah, for sure. Again, what I know from reality TV, the women are very much baby makers, homemakers. That's their role to serve the man.
But I also think the religious aspect of it and spreading the word of their beliefs is this idea that, of course, what I have and what we have as a community is something that you should desire and something that you should want to be a part of, hence their mission trips and all this shit to like convert people. And so that was like giving that vibe too. So I think he was right to not choose her. I think his mama probably had a one-on-one conversation with him and was like, nigga.
Is both his parents black? Yeah. I also be like, I don't want you converting to be a Mormon if that was my son.
I think she said that. I think she said you would have to convert. Like, are you willing to do that?
I'm not converting to nothing for nobody.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I didn't have to. I would
It's
not.
like you don't believe it. I do you believe it? Or are you just doing it for your partner? So it's like I have to convert to a religion I don't even believe in just to marry you, like for, what is it called? For appearances, like I wouldn't want to do that.
I will say though, I could see the argument of how the three typical religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, how people could see converting between those three as a reasonable thing because there's so many shared ideas and practices.
That's true.
So I don't think that that would be strange to me. Now, I'm gonna say this. and you may want to log out now if y'all really got some sensitive little buttholes, but Mormonism is a cult. That is very different than a religion. And that's what
Does
I'm going to say
cult.
about that.
It does give cult the undergarments, the strict rules, the no hot beverages. Like what? For me, I always want to know the reason. Give me a purpose. Give me a what? Why? No one can ever say why. There's never a why.
Is given Scientology.
It does give Scientology, and I still don't understand that either.
And something I want to say about this to, like, put a pin in my final point. This really brought some great think pieces up about dating. And one of my besties shared me on a TikTok of a woman that had a really great think piece about this, which essentially is you may look good on paper, but being good on paper does not mean you're good for a certain person. And I
X.
exactly. And I think that this girl was good on paper. However, he wanted someone who was going to be his friend and his wife. He wanted someone that he could grow with, that they could go through things, and he knew that that person was going to be able to partner with them through those things. Latia did not have any sense of struggle. Don't get me wrong. Her biological father died when she was 3 months old. That's something that still really hurts her. But regardless of that moment, she did not share any sense of struggle, any sense of adversity. It was rainbows and sunshine. My Mormon family is perfect. And so I think he felt like, well, I want someone that can relate to my struggles because his father struggled with addiction for years. And he had certain aspects of his childhood that he did not love. And he was vulnerable and shared about them, like most people who would not say, if I could do it differently for my children, this is what I would do. Where she had none of that. So you may be good on paper, but if you can't be someone's friend, if you cannot say that you could get through struggle with somebody, that makes it hard to be viewed as a partner. The
I would
last.
agree with that. And that's the thing, as we get older and like more people get married, and like I know several people now who've gotten married and like divorced literally 6 months to a year. And I feel like people have this expectation of like when you get married, like all the things that you didn't like before, all the problems you had before are gonna like, it seems like, go away once you get married. And it's like they're still they're still the same person. While that's still there, you still have to work on it. And you have to be like committed to, working through it. But now you're married. And it seems like people just have a hard time wrapping their mind around that.
I couldn't agree more. I think that it just goes to show that there's just lack of understanding, maybe, of like how relationships work or supposed to work. I don't know if it's because we don't have people that can really teach us, because so many marriages in our past have been built on different ideals than what we look for now in modern times.
Absolutely, girl. Because some of them old marriages, them 30, 40 year marriages, I'm like, it's giving 30, 40 years of misery, and I don't want that.
Absolutely. And one thing I will end this off with is to put an emphasis on that. Latia did not give up the booty during the fantasy suites. She made it clear she wasn't going to.
I love that for her.
I do. However, those fantasy suites are important for that reason. Like, if you're on this fast track to get engaged, are you going to get engaged to someone that you have never been intimate with? I would hate.
Me? No, hell no,
I
but
mean, I don't think anyone should, right? Like, well, okay, let me pause there. I respect and understand people's choices to be celibate. However, he is not celibate. It's not like two people being celibate. And so he clearly had sex with the other girls during the fantasy suites, which most people do on these
how many
shows.
girl? How many girls is that?
Girl, it was three
Damn.
total.
Must be nice.
Hey, girl. You
Does the
stupid.
same thing happen with the Bachelorette that she get to?
That's what people, yeah.
Wow, that's lit.
People don't really confirm if they do or they don't,
She
but
can read
they.
between the lines.
And the fact that she named it and she was like, oh, I'm not going to do that. It was like, oh, baby, that is not something that you want to say because it does further the relationship. Like, that's just a given. And so, though I respect it because it's her body for sure, her choice, I think that it did have an impact. I think that he had his first taste of how strict it was gonna be. He said, bitch, you are strict.
I love when people say things are strict.
Me too. So I don't know where the Bachelor franchise is going because they have only talked about Bachelor in Paradise and the Golden Bachelor, and I don't give a damn about either of those for real, for real.
Nah, I tried Golden Bachelor and I don't watch any of the Bachelor shows and it was cute, but I'm like, I'm not watching this. And then the first one that did match, they broke up.
Oh, you found out why, girl?
Yeah, the one that it was like a older it was an older guy.
Because he has terminal cancer.
Oh,
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Girl,
Damn.
we all just found out.
Okay, I'm not that far behind. Phew. Oh my God, that's so sad.
Isn't it?
Damn, talk about find love again in terminal cancer. Oh my God, I'm literally Googling that right now.
Yeah, his name's
Well,
Gary.
I'm Googling it.
Anywho.
Well, thank you for that recap. I feel caught up. Now I know the tea. I feel like I was out of the loop and now I'm in.
Well, I hope that this has intrigued you to join us in the next opportunity, whether it's the Bachelorette or the Bachelor.
Noted. All right. Well, moving on to our topic of the week. Well, topic of the episode, the bar for female friendship. And Tempe is so prepared. She was like writing notes, and I was like, I feel like I should do something to prepare. So I asked ChatGPT to give me facts about female friendship.
Okay.
And I wanted to start off with this. So there was like several things that came up. They sent me like actually they sent me like 12 things, but the one that stood out to me the most is one that this is why I like to say like I could never be a man. And I don't want to spend time talking about male friendships because who cares about that? Just kidding. Kind of. But male friendships are so different from female friendships. And one of the things that ChatGPT said is that female friendships are often characterized by deep emotional connections. Women tend to open up to each other about personal feelings, which help create strong bonds and trust. And that is something that I feel now more so in my 30s, I think, than I did in my 20s. Like it was there in my 20s, but I don't think I named it as like what made friendship so important to me. I'm not like my family is not super close, so I think I've always leaned on my friendships. And it wasn't until I got older that I was really able to identify, like, okay, this is why I connect really easily with women. And honestly, gay men too. Gay men do a really good job of tapping into their, I'm gonna say, feminine side of emotions communication. Because the gay guy friends I have very deep friendships with, bonds with as well. But I've never been able to really master being friends with men. And I think their level of friendship seems to be a little bit more surface. And it made me wonder, you know, the women who say, like, oh, I don't have friends, or it's hard for me to make friends. Like, maybe it's that they are missing that piece where it's like feeling comfortable leaning into that deep bond, leaning into that vulnerability with other women. For whatever the case may be, could have been, you know, hurting their past, hurting, you know, experiences. But for me, when I read that, it was just kind of like that is some that made a lot of sense to me as to how I currently feel about like my female friendships at this point in life.
I wholeheartedly agree with that because I find that when I want to talk about my feelings, when I want a space to be heard, that's where I gravitate towards is female friendships. And though I am close to my mom and my sister, I feel still like friendship in them. But I also feel like I'm very lucky to also have such great friendships outside of my family, because I think to that point, a big part of sharing your feelings and being heard, feeling as if like you can have like deep and thoughtful discussions is hearing other perspectives. And though I hear my sister and my mother as individuals separate from being my family, their perspectives are, of course, going to be very similar to mine because we are literal the closest family members. So I appreciate hearing other perspectives. I appreciate seeing other people's experiences. I feel like it's fun and in an entertaining sense. Like, oh my gosh, like I love it, like seeing all these things because it's so fun. But I also think it's about learning and helping you grow as an individual. And I think to your point, why this matters so much at this point in our lives is because we are at a stage in which we can really be better at being introspective. We can be so much better at feeling those feelings, sharing those feelings, being good listeners than we were in our 20s. Like, it was live fast, die young.
Girl, some people.
Yes.
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 Some
Yep.
people, I think they get a little stagnant with their expectations of friendship, but that's because they might be a little stagnant in themselves. And I think for me, most of the women I know, they've like everyone's doing their own thing, right? Like it, across the there's married, single, engaged, kids, no kids, different types of career backgrounds. But like I think the beauty of female friendship is like despite all of our differences, there's always like commonalities that you find like when you have like this sense of like sisterhood with someone. And I think it's I don't know. It's a beautiful thing. And I feel bad for women who don't have friends because I don't know. Like if I didn't have any friends, I would be so miserable. Like I would not be I don't think I'd be myself. I don't think I would. I really don't.
I wouldn't either. I feel like I would be a whole different personality, a much more introverted, like miserable, unhappy person.
Right? Like your friends give you like your safe space to like be and do and say in when you don't have those close relationships. I mean, maybe with your partner you can, but even still, I mean, depends if you date men or women, I guess. But there's just certain things that like, there's certain things that I know people they keep it to the friend group. They keep it in the friend group chat. Like if you want to complain about your partner, like who are you going to complain to?
Yeah, I also would say that like every conversation isn't meant for a partner because every relationship one likely cannot fulfill you. And I think
Real.
that if you see your partner as a friend, that's great for sure, especially when it comes to female partnerships. Like, but I could imagine you may not see that female as a friend that you may be friends with outside of your relationship, and or that person just is not someone that you want to talk to about every single thing because they may not react in the same way that your friends would. They may not have the same history that you and your friends do. And I feel like a big part of what makes the friendship so good, like you said, is the like commonalities. And I think the biggest commonality that I really love about female friendship is humor.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I love laughing with my bitches.
Like, we can go time without speaking up to each other or speaking about things. And then we all have the same For You page. We all have seen the same shows or the same clips and can say the thing and be like, oh my God, that was so funny, right? Like,
Girl, I love laughing with my friends. That is like one of my top favorite things. Like, that's why I love girls trips so much. Like, when I was on a trip the end of last year with some friends, and like I feel like we just like laughed for like 3 days straight. Like, 'cause again, you just get to be your authentic, like silly self and just like having fun and just let your hair down, let your guard down. Like, you have it's a safe space to laugh. It's a safe space to be vulnerable. It's a safe space to be sad. Like, even like I'll never forget when I, not to get too morbid, but when my dad died, and I remember like you were, I vividly remember like that whole 10 days was like a blur like afterwards, but I vividly remember like being on the phone with you and having like wasn't even a conversation. I think I was just like crying to you, and you were just like not knowing, because it's that feeling of a parent dying, like it's like you have to go through it to really understand what it felt. But like you were like there for me, and you were like so supportive. My other friends who live in state with me, they all came over, and I just remember like us all being in my room, just like crying together. So it's like my friends have been there for me to lean on through the lows, but then also the highs, and then also just all the fun stuff in between. I think that's that culmination of just like all that on top of each other. Like, when you really lean into it and you really, you give that same back to them, or you try to at least. Like, with any relationship, is you pour into them, they pour into you, and it's when it's your time, and it just makes it so fulfilling. And I just love that.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think to your point, like, that's why the surface level relationships of men are so unappealing,
Ugh.
because they don't ever get emotional fulfillment, it seems. It seems like they're just like burr, 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 letting their
I'm like,
feelings.
do they even ask each other like in a text? Like, are they like, how are you today? And they actually say how they feel, like, or do they just be like, man, you saw those sports stats last night?
Or are they just like balls of rage shooting anger at each other?
Girl, I can
Absolutely.
never be a man. God.
Absolutely not. But yeah, like, it's like you get so much fulfillment when you feel like you have someone to rely on, a confidant, someone who's a good listener, who gives you reasonable grace, like allows you to feel your emotions, like you mentioned, allows you to grieve. And then also allows you to celebrate, like, but in those moments where, like, it's not about those highs and lows, like those in-betweens where you may be the person that has to do a little bit of work or something, they give you reasonable grace to get through that work, like talking you through things and sharing, like, their experience. And, like, that makes you feel like that person is someone you can rely on. Like, you know that that person can be through you in all kinds of emotions, whether it's the, like, all the way to the left, all the way to the right, in the middle.
Yeah, I like something you just said there, that I want to unpack. Being able to rely on your friend is so important. So you know me, I'm a somewhat of a social butterfly. I think it's my Libra rising. But like, I'll meet people and like I'll try to befriend them, and like it just comes so naturally with like my best friends. I don't know if because it's the longevity of the friendship or what it is, but like it doesn't feel like I probably am putting an effort into the friendship, but it doesn't feel like it. Versus when I meet people, like I have a new friend, and it's kind of like we have fun together, we have so much in common, but it's like, how do you have you maintain friendship with someone? And specifically female friendship, you maintain friendship, but then you're still like balancing all of your other parts of life. So it's like, I still like to make new friends because I do like what other people add to my life and what they bring to my life. And I think that makes life very fulfill. And I think probably because I'm single and I don't have kids, I, I'm not gonna say I collect friends. That sounds weird, but I like to make connections with other people because I have space in my life for that. And so as I get older, it's still that quality over quantity, right? So like I've met some girls, like I would say maybe last few years, where I found that I wasn't able to rely on them. And then looking back, it's kind of like, should I have been trying to rely on them? And maybe it was just, they were just supposed to be like acquaintances. You know, like there was one girl I remember I used to hang out with a lot. This is my late 20s. And I actually met her through a mutual friend. And I remember like we were supposed to do something together. And like she was like a flake, basically, but she was like a flake for men. Like she'd be like, oh, this guy, he's doing this. So I'm going to go do this. Or all this guy's doing that. And I'm not going to say like I won't, you know, change my schedule because of something if I want to like, go on a date or something too, but it was like consistent to the point where it's like, girl, I'm not hitting you up anymore because obviously you don't want to be friends. Like that's your priority right now. And she was also very pick me energy too. And I think I don't really vibe with that energy. But I just found like I was not able to rely on her for like whether it was plans, whether it was like, you know, she was just super flaky. Like so I think for me, that's something I need like how we list the things we want in like in a man and a partner with a romantic partner. Like I have things I want in friends, and I think reliance, being able to rely on them, is a big one for me.
And I feel like I'm not on the opposite end of the spectrum, but I am not the most social butterfly, especially at this time in my life. I would say the entire time that I've lived in New York, I have not been a social butterfly. I think that I was much more social when we were in college. I was like willing to like really meet people, but I think moving to New York, I became kind of a hermit in some parts, but then also I just began to have a disinterest in making friendships. And it could be because it's not where I'm from. And maybe that's something that contributed to it. But even still, I have had the opportunity to befriend some great women in my time here and also furthered some friendships that I had while here that people lived here and or moved here at the same time as me. And so to your point, I think it has been wonderful to feel that I can like stretch that muscle because as you said, it takes a lot of effort.
It
And
does.
if you don't have the effort muscle for it at the time, believe me, I can relate to it, but don't pretend to. Like
That's real.
don't pretend to, because then you get into situations like you just said. Like, it's like that girl was harming the potential of you all's relationship because she was not in the place to do the relationship stuff with you and whoever else she's friends with.
Right.
But I will say also to that point, it's like, are you reliable in any friendship? I would ask because it sounds like she may not have been, but I feel like that it's important to, as you said, be reliable because you need to check yourself and know, like, am I someone that's going to be able to really like pour into this person? Am I actually interested in pouring into this person at this point in time? Like, am I going to be reliable? And is it okay for me to expect reliability from that person if
Yeah.
they,
Absolutely.
yeah.
Absolutely. I just feel like, you know, again, there's levels to friendship. I would say besties at the top, acquaintances at the bottom, and whatever falls in between there. I think I also have made, this is going to sound really random, mom friends, because I don't have kids, but I spend so much time with my niece that when we go to these activities, you know, there's always people that kind of like gravitate towards you or you gravitate towards them. And there was one woman, like me and her son and my niece, we would like get together. We went to the aquarium together. We got together several times. But, you know, then on the other flip side of that, it's like there's kids involved. Mind you, she's a mom. She's actually a mom. And like she was really nice, but it was like we had to make an effort too. But I, you know, I feel bad. I should actually should text her because in time flies, girl. Because I was looking in my text messages for something the other week, And the last time I texted her was like last May, trying to go to the aquarium in June.
Oh,
I'm like, damn, it's been
wow.
a year already.
Yeah, that's definitely the definition of time flies. I feel like I remember you recently telling me about this woman. And so to hear
So
that makes
nice.
me feel like, oh my God.
Right. But also, it takes two. It also takes two. So it's like, and there's another woman that we met at gymnastics, and she's consistently invites me to things, but I think she doesn't have any friends. But we've never had like a one-on-one conversation. It was kind of like, I think her kids stay home, so maybe she just wants kids to come to the parties. I don't know. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, reliability is something that's important to me. I think a female friendship, that emotional vulnerability. And I feel like just the willingness to, when we've, and you and I've talked about this, about seeing the best in me, or like, or expecting the best. Because again, life happens, people get busy. I don't expect to talk to somebody every day, but you know, when we do, or if we don't, I would hope when we do connect, it's not like, you know, giving somebody a hard time for not showing up how you felt like they should have shown up, because we all have life going on. And I think that that's like a level of understanding, I think, is what I'm trying to say. I think that's really important in female friendship too, especially as we are pulled in so many directions already, just like off rip, versus, you know, getting older and life getting more complicated.
Agreed. I think what really hits home for me about like someone needing to assume the best is also recognizing like sometimes I don't have anything to say. So if you want to talk and you have something to say, why would I be the one to initiate it? That
That's
is,
real.
and like that doesn't mean that it should be such an imbalance in communication or effort, but I also think that sometimes there will be an imbalance because sometimes people are just not the one that has the emotions to share, that has the experiences to share, that has the questions. Like sometimes it's the one person that is guiding a lot. But I also think in order for that to work, the person who is not initiating has to be willing to still listen and be a part of the conversation
Yeah.
with the energy of being a really good friend. Like, so I feel you completely on that. I think something that really bothers me, especially about like assuming the best, is when people want you to assume the best of them without knowing anything about what's going on with them, because they don't share anything and whatever, and that's their prerogative. But then they don't ever assume the best of you, and their assumptions of you are that you're putting other friendships above that friendship. And that is something that like bothers me because I'm just like, well, how do you even know what I'm doing?
Girl, because people see social media. Well, you don't even post, you don't even post on social media like that, but they
No.
take whatever they see and
And run with
run with
it.
it. Jinx. Yeah, I definitely feel you on that one. And then also, I think another bar for, or I guess a bar for making friendship meaningful, or like female friendship. I kind of feel like, so I'm going back and forth on this one. Like, I feel like showing up for people on one side, but then also wanting, making space for people to show up for you.
Yes.
For example, I'm going to use birthday because that's what I always go for. I think, well, that's what I make a big deal about my birthday, but making space for people that you want to be there. And for me, I have so many friends that sometimes it's hard for me to, like, you know, now I'm at the point where I just like, I open it up to everyone because I do want all my friends there. There was a time where I kind of, you know, I think I prioritized burden on myself for planning. But then, like, looking back, the times like when I did have a lot of people at things, like when we went to Canada, I got so much out of that by having everyone there that it was like the planning part. It was a very small, thing
Oh,
with all said and done.
yeah.
So it's like I want to make space for people to show up for me, and then I also want to be there when they have something going on and show up for them as I can. And we know that that's obviously not all possible, especially like living in different states and busy schedules, but you can feel the intention, like if you have something big going in your life, like, and you, even if it's just extending the invite, which is something I had to learn, extending the invite lets people know, like, you are important to me. I want you to be there versus not saying anything. And that's definitely something I had to learn. But also on the flip side, like I said, I try to my best to show for people where I can too. Because again, it just shows that intentionality. Like, I care about you. This is me making a representative, well, no, that's not the right word. Making an effort to be there. But then also let's not forget, you also gotta get people notice, and you gotta give people the enough notice so that they can be there for you too. But I digress.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point because I think that, any type of restrictions aside, right? Like a big part of friendship is making memories together, sharing and experiences together. And it's really hard to continue in a close bestie level friendship where you barely see that person at your big moments and at their big moments. And I'm not saying like at, like you can go a long time without seeing a really good friend, but like you said, when it comes to important times where you make space for people and or vice versa, how can you consider someone close to you if they don't show up and then you don't show up? And like I've seen this like discourse a bit on TikTok where there are people alleging that millennials do not show up for people.
Really?
Yes, and
Oh.
I disagreed with that completely. I don't know what millennials they're talking about because literally my social media, my conversations, my own experience is literally seeing millennials, to me personally, show up a little bit too much for people.
Girl, above and beyond.
Like people be going to 10, 20 weddings in a year. Like, and so I think that was just like ridiculous for that person to say. Personally, I think that that person's experience could be nothing to do with the age group, but everything to do with the type of friendships that they have. And that, like, do you show up for people? And did you like make close, intimate relationships where those people understood the expectations? Because I think to segue, a big thing about this, as well as much of what we've already discussed, is there being clear expectations that are reasonable and shared in a friendship because one person can't hold all the responsibility to make the effort versus the other. And yet, also, the expectations need to be ones that do have boundaries. Like, I think I joked with you or joked with someone recently about how, like, if I feel like I'm in like an actual romantic relationship with a friend, that makes me want to pull away. Because those expectations are very different.
That's heavy. No, I don't think you told me that, but no, that's real. I don't think I've ever felt that way. Actually, no, me and one of my friends, we used to joke and say we were dating, but it was because we spent so much time together. This is like 20s.
But like you can spend time. I'm not okay. Let me make sure because I think this could sound contradictory to what we're saying about how like intimate female friendships are. And I'm not saying that the friendships are not intimate, like the level of friendship requires the same type of trust, transparency, vulnerability, communication as most intimate romantic relationships. But I'm saying that like, if you think that your friend is your equivalent to a partner, where they show up for you in ways in which most people don't expect of anyone else except for a partner, then we have a problem.
Ooh, girl, or if they are harder on you about things that they perceive to have disappointed them than they own man, we got a problem.
Yes.
Like,
And
now why, now why, now why I got that, why I can't do that, but he can do that. Okay.
Come on now.
I want to title this, come on now.
Dead ass,
Let's talk
because
about it, girl, because these girls be tripping.
tripping. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I needed to do all of that. Get the fuck out of here.
No, that's a real one for real. And I think that goes back to what we were saying, just like that, I don't know. Meet people where they are. Everyone is busy. You find your joy in friendships. If it's becoming something that's stressing you out or that is mentally taxing or is making you uncomfortable, might be signs, for some space.
Yeah.
Maybe friendship doesn't have to end. I think for me, all the things we've been talking about is why I feel so close and bonded to my friends. So for me to end a friendship, it means it's a lot of toxic things that's been built up over time. And it's like you're taking away from my peace for me to get to that point. But sometimes you just gotta give people a little space. Just take some space. Sort yourself
Yeah.
out, girl.
Facts. And I had to learn that because I ended a long time childhood friendship. And I think that it would have been better handled, to your point, taking space. And I think there are ebbs and flows of every relationship, right? And I think that as long as there is a commitment to growth as individuals and as people that are in a friendship, I think that it can only be one that comes back and actually is better than it was before, and potentially can maintain that level of intimacy. Because if we don't have growth mindsets in the friendship or in life, it's very challenging. It's very challenging.
I agree. And that's kind of goes into that, that saying people like people in your life, like a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I think those lifetime friends are the ones that they really grow with you. One of my coworkers, she's in her 60s, I think, and she was telling me she was, getting lunch with a friend from elementary school, and they're still friends. And
Wow.
the friend actually came to visit her, and I was like, "That's so beautiful." I was like, "Oh my God, are me and Tevi going to be visiting in our 60s
E.
and just being grown ladies?"
I think so.
And being like, girl, remember when we was in our 30s? We thought we knew some shit.
That's gonna be good.
Yeah. But no, I think, I don't know. I think female friendships are a beautiful thing. I'm very thankful for all the women in my life. They all add things to me in different ways. And I try my best to return the favor and be show up as a good friend as much as I can. Because when you love something, you gotta put in some effort.
Yes, I ditto everything you're saying, and I feel like the bar for female friendship is pour into each other in ways in which you want to be poured into, and your most closest and intimate connections possible. I also want to just really stamp vulnerability and transparency, 'cause if you can't tell your best friend some fucked up shit that you did, that you said, that
Who
you
can you
moved in,
tell?
who
Who
can you
can you
tell?
tell?
Who can you tell?
Who can you tell?
Who can you tell?
And you know what? It does give. We listen and we don't judge. But as one of my friends likes to say, sometimes when you go a little too far, she likes to say, "You're gonna get this tongue lashing." We listen and we don't judge, but we y'all must know. And I was like, I receive that. I receive that because sometimes I be wilding. So,
Yes.
and I know you love me. So I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna
Yes.
sit on it. I'm like, okay, maybe she was right.
Because a part of friendship is responsibility and accountability.
Yes, and is, and
Because
is.
you don't need to live in no echo chamber thinking everything that you said and did was good. Like you can laugh about it and throw fun shade at each other for
Right.
being crazy. Like, girl, you crazy, but bitch, don't ever do that again.
Right.
You know? Like, that's what you're
Don't ever
supposed
do
to
that
do.
again,
Don't you
girl.
ever do that again.
Okay. No, that just made me think of like those memes where they'd be like me talking to my bestie about something crazy. And we're like, yeah, that's right.
Exactly,
You have those,
exactly.
you, right? Exactly. And we have those moments, of course, too, but.
And then, a week or two later, you say, girl, but
Don't do that again.
no. Why are we still? I thought we was joking. Why
Right.
are you still doing it?
I'm crying. Well, I would say, yeah, I think all of those elements are the bar for female friendship, you know, mean laughter, vulnerability, accountability, showing up. All those things I think is what make a good lasting friendship. So that's the bar.
Yes.
That's the bar.
Oh.
All right. Well, moving on to our last segment of the day, QTNA. So today's question is it realistic to have expectations around communication with someone when you first meet them? And this is like romantically, like, so for example, you go out, you meet a guy, you exchange numbers. Let's say the next day you have a phone call. I like to talk on the phone, so I might have a 3-hour conversation because I'm just trying to get to know you and know your vibe. What should there be expectations? So I feel like I'm just jumping. I jump in 100%. We're having 3-hour daily conversations. And then I hit like a peak where I'm like, okay, now I want to watch TV. I don't actually want to talk on the phone with you. But the standard has been set. So I've had times where the guy will be like, oh, you're switching up. Like we were talking out for hours and now you're only talking like 30 minutes. And it's like, well, we talked about so much in the first week. But then I have other people who are like, are you supposed to, do you text a guy that you're talking to every day? Like talk to them on the phone every day? Like why does that be every day? And I think that's fair too.
So I think what's best is to have no expectations to protect yourself and to protect them too. Because the moment you start having expectations, that's when shit get crazy. That's when you protecting them because now you talking to them crazy and now they thinking you're crazy. Then you show them you're crazy because they trying to test you as if you not really crazy talking to you crazy. And so you have to now get
It's a
crazy.
vicious cycle. I'm crying. It's a vicious cycle. Yeah, I feel like I didn't know I had expectations, but I think my expectation was for like daily communication and communication throughout the day. And I do need to stop that because these men are not my men. And this year, I'm really trying to, in the pursuit of having a committed relationship, I would like to build a roster along the way so that I don't put too much into one guy because that's my problem. So I'm working on the I like what you said, the having no expectations, because I just literally had to block a man last week for not texting me back for a day and a half. And so and saying it out loud and looking back, it's like, that is a little crazy because not my man and he don't really owe me shit, but
I mean, okay, so I am all for blocking when
I
you're
love to
done.
block.
Yeah, when you're done, whatever the reason is, especially when you've just met a man, block him. But yes, I think it was a interesting reason because that's what I'm like. So are y'all supposed to have been talking every day? Because I thought that we just met. I think for me, what I
Hadn't
think
even been a
of.
week. Had not even been a week. I'm crying. And this is why you need female friendships. Like, bitch, relax.
in the nicest way possible. Your relax was equal to, so are y'all supposed to talk every
Oh my God. Are we supposed to? Yes. So in case you haven't figured out, the question is for me. This week's QTNA is for me. I'm working on it, y'all. To be 35 and still be dating and have these having this confusion. It ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak.
Oh my God, I literally was just choking. Okay. So, what I was gonna say, like, this like nugget of, thoughtfulness was I feel like it allows you to anticipate different stages of getting to know someone and getting closer to someone when you start off slower and continue to build, and there's more commitment moments or commitment stances. I don't fucking know, where you begin to say, like, oh, yeah, like now we're at this stage, now we're at that stage. It can start to build in a way that's not just anticipation, but exciting. Like, oh, yeah, that was exciting. Like, we're now at this place. And I think it also allows people to potentially feel more comfortable being vulnerable because they can then actually start to gauge, is this person really like normal? Like, are they like normally handling how we're handling things at this stage? Or are they like doing too much or doing too little?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think I need to create more space for there to be space when I first meet someone. Because in my mind, I don't know, I think it's like if they're not like hitting me up or they're not calling me, then I'm like, oh, he doesn't like me. But as one of my friends said, you know a man likes you when he gives you money. So
Yes.
I'm gonna let that be my defining factor, not if he calls me.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think that is a great determining factor. And you need to just use the money as a means of gauging likability. But I think also like it protects your peace too, because to your point, like you be exhausted.
Girl, exhausted, and then having a man talking about, oh, I feel you've been pulling back because we didn't talk on the phone for 2 hours today, bro. Like, we were texting and we talked for 20 minutes, and I would like to
Yes.
close my eyes and watch the TV, let the TV watch me, but.
Yes. And shit, that continues even into marriage. That, like sometimes you just want a little moment to yourself. And then they are looking at you and you looking at them.
Eating food, smacking in your
Oh my God. That was literally, I think I was literally 2 seconds from walking into the Atlantic Ocean. I was like, this can't be, this cannot
was
really be
so
happening.
funny. Hashtag marriage.
And then, like, the best part was he was like, I didn't even realize how loud I was. And I was like,
Seconds from a crash out. I love it. Well, this was a good answer to my question. And going forth, I'm not going to commit to not talking on the phone. I just like that initial, I like the initial conversation, but it doesn't need to be every day.
I
It doesn't need to be
think,
every day.
yeah, and it's like you could talk on the weekends or like on whatever day you're free, like, just,
When I feel like it. When I don't. Period. Well, I think that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Yes, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I got a lot of
As did
giggles
I.
in.
As did I, girl. I learned I'm going to take you up one of these days on watching Bachelor or Bachelorette because it
Oh my
has been
God.
on for
2 decades and I still have not watched the full season. So.
2 decades. Yeah, no, you're right. It's probably 2 decades. But yes, I will keep you posted on if I see
Too.
any promotions or anything like that. Because right now, like I said, I don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Can't wait. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys, and listening to us yap about the bar for female friendship. And let us know if you agree with what we came up with.
Yeah, and also if you have any questions, please submit them because we would love to have fresh and interesting questions that we can have a conversation about because they're so fun.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.